Welcome to MindTap, a scientific perspective on mental health. Each week, we will investigate a unique aspect of mental health, providing insights from individuals and the local community.
The icy water that I'm submerged in is trying to lower my body temperature and eventually pull me into unconsciousness. I have to stay calm and focused, controlling my breathing. I've got to make the cold my friend.
This week on MindTap, I investigate my spiritual connection with nature and test the Wim Hof Method, which is a practical guide to physical and mental well-being. But first, to introduce the concept of nature and mental health, I'm in the Liberal Arts Building at ISU, speaking to Dr. Katrina Running. Dr. Running, your focus is on environmental sociology, where you investigate how people interact, shape, and perceive their environments. What do you think is the impact of natural environments on people and perhaps even their mental health?
My understanding is that being outside has obvious physical health benefits, just because a lot of times when you're outside recreating, you're getting exercise. But beyond that, it also is good for your mental health and mental well-being. And that studies have shown even forest bathing is a practice where people go out and kind of take off their shoes and try to get close to nature, and that studies have found that when that happens, when people are directly touching and experiencing nature, that they are more balanced, that they're less stressed out, and in general, it's a positive for their both physical and mental health.
Somebody who embodies these ideas is the Dutch Iceman Wim Hof. Wim, who participates in extreme cold challenges, is the creator of the Wim Hof Method. Wim describes his method as a practical way to become happier, healthier, and stronger by reconnecting us to ourselves, others, and to nature.
I'm just about to climb into the Portneuf River. It's early March, and the temperature outside is about 40 degrees. The water isn't much warmer at about 44 Fahrenheit. Here I go.
But first, why am I putting myself through this? Well, key to the Wim Hof method is cold exposure. Wim has been receiving growing attention from scientists who have been testing his claims that he can influence the autonomous or automatic workings of his body, known as the sympathetic nervous system. To control the sympathetic nervous system was previously thought impossible, but unbelievably, Wim's claims have been supported by scientific studies.
It's extremely cold, but I believe in the power of nature, and so does Wim Hof. However, the Iceman isn't just talk. Wim has set 21 world records, including the farthest distance swum under ice with a distance of 57.5 meters. During this swim, the corneas in his eyes actually froze and he was temporarily blinded. Okay, I'm gonna submerge myself now and recreate Hof's famous breath hold. I don't think I'll last 6 minutes like him.
Wim suggests that we can use cold exposure to influence our fight or flight response and reduce the stress hormone cortisol. To gain a clinical perspective on the Wim Hof method, I spoke to Dr. Ryan Mann-Waring, who's an ISU clinical assistant professor in both the School of Nursing and Psychopharmacology.
What he's doing, he's trying to speak to the limbic area of his brain, like the automatic part of his brain, and there's so many ways to do that. We always try to reason our way out of mental illness, like, oh, I should just do this, or like, I need to do this. It's hard to have control over this massive limbic system, autonomic nervous system, with this little frontal lobe. And having ways to communicate and tone down our limbic system, our autonomic nervous system, with sensory experiences, it all makes sense to me.
As Dr. Mann-Waring mentioned, the Wim Hof method uses sensory experiences to communicate with the autonomous region of our brain. And it's important to say that cold challenges are not the only way to do this. I'm not suggesting that we should all start our day by jumping in the Portneuf River. It's possible to achieve a similar effect with a short cold shower. Also, another sensory technique taught by the Wim Hof method is to do with breathing. Wim suggests that we should get comfortable in a meditation posture before closing our eyes, clearing our mind, and taking 30 to 40 very deliberate breaths. Powerful inhales through our nose and unforced exhales through our mouth. Wim suggests doing this in short, powerful bursts and then holding the last breath until we feel a powerful urge to breathe. I asked Dr. Mann-Waring more about sensory experiences and how these might translate to mental health treatments.
When you have a sensory experience, you're having an effect on the brain, strengthening a connection somewhere. And what I do know is that a lot of my clients benefit from things like occupational therapy. I'm talking about, you know, a lot of young kids been around, they're exercising, they're doing different ways of moving their body and helping them modulate their autonomic nervous system. What you're doing through sensory experiences all the time, and you may not even be aware of it.
I hope this week's episode of MindTap has got you thinking about the different things we can all do to promote our own mental health, be it spending time in nature, trying out cold exposure through a cold shower, or by taking some time to meditate and breathe, and focus on being present in our minds and body. If you're interested in finding out more about the Wim Hof Method, you can go to www.wimhofmethod.com. Tune in to MindTap next Friday morning at 7:35 a.m., where we catch up with Daniel Hurd, who's cycling the lower 48 states for suicide awareness.